Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. As spiky as a bag of porcupines. That's just one of the references to Niall McCafferty in this morning's papers. It was from Derry's Eamon McCann, quoted in the Irish Times. Terry Prone, writing the Irish Examiner, recalls meeting Niall at a party. At one point, Terry's new husband intervened in the conversation to explain what Terry was trying to say. Niall bellowed at him, "Let her speak for her effing self," she said. Terry Prone says that Niall went from being a pioneering journalist to being brought onto TV and radio shows to generate laughter or anger or both. The character. That's not how she should be remembered, she writes. The Irish Daily Star remembers that on one radio show, she made a claim about a politician that was untrue and the radio station ended up paying out €450,000. Other politicians joined the elegiac chorus yesterday. The SDLP's Colm Eastwood and the Irish Daily Mirror said Niall was a mould breaker, an establishment shaker. Mary Lou MacDonald in the Examiner said she comforted the afflicted and afflicted the comfortable. While in the Herald, Taoiseach Simon Harris said Niall McCafferty left Ireland a much better place than she found it, and she played her part with spirit and style. And Simon Harris has mentioned in an opinion piece by Philip Ryan in the Irish Independent. It's headlined, "You'd know an election is brewing when parties are having a row over taxing land." While yesterday it was reported that Simon Harris had fallen out with the Greens over the land tax, Ryan says that he's also at odds with Fianna Fáil Finance Minister Jack Chambers, who announced the deferral of the tax. Simon Harris says that decision will be taken by the whole government, not just Chambers. Ryan quotes one Fine Gael source as saying Chambers made a dumb move, and he says with an election around the corner, the government parties are now at each other's throats. The Irish Times says that corner is not that far away. They've also been speaking to party sources and say they're already making extensive election preparations. Despite Simon Harris saying that the election will be next year, the Times says it'll take place in November. Most of the papers carry the news of that Irishman missing in action in the war in Ukraine. The Irish Sun describes him as a Dublin hero and said he had spoken about how he had tricked his parents to go and fight for the country of their birth, but that he hoped one day they would forgive him. The Irish Times says his family and girlfriend have been informed that he's officially missing, pending confirmation of his death. XL bully dogs are back in the news, with a report in the Irish News that a man in the UK was killed in his own home on Tuesday evening by his own dog. The paper says that the breed was XL bully and it was killed by armed police as it continued to pose a threat after killing its owner. Government documents from the north have been declassified and some are featured in the Belfast Telegraph. One is a memo from a statistician in 2001 calculating the costs of a divided society. He noted that the north had two separate education systems, bus routes, community centres and doctor surgeries. The divide was so deep, he wrote, that some pregnant women forgo antenatal care for their children in order to avoid attending a clinic located within an area populated by a different religious group. And still on divisions in the north, the front page of the Irish News has a photo of a local man of Nepalese origin with a glum-looking child in his arms. The toddler's expression is appropriate because his father's restaurant was burnt out in a town in County Antrim the night before last. Having been in the north since he was young and worked elsewhere, this restaurant, which had just opened last June, was his dream. He employed 12 people there. The Belfast Telegraph has a photo of the burnt-out restaurant with the words "Muslims out" spray-painted on the walls. The owner is actually Hindu.
Ronan Kelly with It Says in the Papers.